Hello and welcome to part two of the Nevermind Polly podcast Christmas Drunk Cast. If you are listening to this on the day of its release, you are listening to this podcast on Boxing Day. So I hope you've had a lovely Christmas. I hope you've filled up on turkey and good cheer and spirit and all the good stuff that Christmas has to offer. We hope that this podcast brings you some sort of joy, some sort of enjoyment. As I said in part one of this podcast, we are drinking heavily, so anything that you may find offensive, maybe just give this podcast a miss. There is part three, the final part of this podcast series, coming over the course of the Christmas period up until, well, it's going to be up before New Year, because we have lots of good stuff in the New Year to look forward to. But until then, listen to part two of the Nevermind Polly podcast, Drunkcast Christmas edition, number 301 of the Nevermind Polly podcast. I nearly forgot what number we are. Anyway, see you in a bit. Peace.
Hey up, it's part two.
It's part two of the Nevermind Polly podcast. Hope you're all good.
This
is the drunk cast. We have already recorded an hour of the podcast. If you haven't listened to that, go back to listen to part one.
If you want to hear us slag off our
former friends and partners, talk a little bit about our first download experience. What else did we talk about? Your dad being a solid geezer.
My dad being a Jack the Lad.
Talks about the Clintons experience.
And tattoos.
Pounds in Clintons. And I got hair dye on some of the fucking cards as well.
You know what? I just wanted to do a shout out as well. I'm going to put this post on Instagram, but how fucking sick is Becca's present?
I love it.
So I've got, like I said on the previous one, I've got a Nevermind Polly on air like light box, and it's fucking sick. So I've lit it up because we're on air.
What? Not one of you have gassed my rapping skills though.
Your rapping skills are sick. I'm just going to pour myself an Amaretto and Coke. What are you guys still? Rebecca's back on tea.
I love tea. I'm from Becca's
on her second bottle of wine. So
I reckon I can get
for a good night.
I'm not just out drinking.
I've had a glass of wine. I've got some White Claw and I've got tea. I like mixing my drinks. I don't know. It's because I let my first one go cold because I were, you know, I was busy when I came in. I know. I did drink half of it.
You did. I give you credit. You did.
I'm not going to lie. That's a fucking ambitious measure for me.
Oh my God. That's nearly half a glass.
Disclaimer, one of us is going to be sick and it's probably going to be me or Matt.
It's not going to be me, but I'll be there for you.
But like,
Matthew Perry died this year
as
well.
That's mad, isn't it?
Before we get into that, let me just do the... Hang on.
He's got no nails because he cut, so... Bear with him.
Beautiful.
Sorry, that's just reminded me of a story at Download that. Year,
it reminds you of a story of what?
At Download. First year I went to Download.
Why?
Because the guy dropped a pack of Stella Artois, and he couldn't carry him because he was carrying him by hand. He had no trolley or anything, and just gave us him, and he just picked one up off the floor and just went, "Speak to me," and just went, and just downed a can in front of us.
There's nothing worse than carrying alcohol at a festival.
He had no trolley. We're literally carrying like three cases.
So a little bit of synergy from the last podcast. We talked about 2016 Download Festival, right? 2016 was a mad one because loads of fucking good people died. Like Alan Rickman died, fucking David Bowie died, fucking Lemmy died. Loads of people died.
No, that wasn't the year that Lemmy died.
Lemmy died in 2016.
No, he did
because I never saw Motorhead.
Yes.
And we were meant to go and see him at
Download. Motorhead that year, weren't we?
But what I do want to say, fucking Matthew Perry died this year, and Shane McGowan of the Pogues. Fucking madness.
I'm going to hear...
Actually, he died, God rest his soul, he will have died 8 years on the 28th of this month. He died on the 28th of December 2015. Lemmy.
2015, okay. 2015. My apologies.
That's why you went to Cinema Download, because he would have played the year after.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah. That's what I got confused.
That's mad,
yeah,
though, isn't it? Like,
he died 4 days after his birthday as well.
That's so sad.
Because he was born on Christmas.
Born on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, 1945 on Christmas Eve, and then he died when he.
Awesome. Yeah. Putting our phones up.
You are literally. Hang on, that's my Instagram.
Matt's making an Instagram post, and he's done me dirty. So, if any of you fuckers watch it, mind your business.
It's literally going to go out in like 3 days. So it's
fine. I'm in my fucking fleecy pyjamas.
What I was going to say was I was actually going to do an Instagram post to say how sick my on-air podcasting is.
I like to think I'm pretty good at buying Christmas presents.
Hang on, I can't.
Amazing at buying presents. I love my candle. I'm not the little.
I'm gonna try and get us all.
It's the cat.
Big smile.
I ain't smiling for shit. Get my double chins out of it. Let me see.
I think I made a reel rather than a picture.
Get that off your fucking Instagram.
I'm trying to just take a picture.
Body dysmorphia, and you're doing me dirty.
You said to us before in the interlude that you're going to get what?
I am getting. This is so embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I'm basically putting filler and disposal in my face.
Why? That's my first question.
Just to fix my frown lines because I was clearly an unhappy child.
So, all right. Well, I was. This is actually a talking point I had in my brain when we were driving to pick you up. Me and Rebecca are proud custodians of the 30s club at this point. Rebecca's been there a couple of years longer than me.
Third year next year.
I'm a second year generation 30s kid at this point.
I'm just a baby.
Fuck off. You're already 4 years away. Is it 4 years? You're 26.
I'm 27.
27. You're 3 years.
I'm
older
than my adult. I am old.
You look like you're still in your 20s.
Oh, thanks.
No, sorry, Matt. I'm 27.
But you know what? Are you nervous about turning 30? That's the question. Because I was fucking bricking it. I don't mean bricking it as in like, oh my God, I'm really scared. But like, I was just like, I don't want to be 30. I don't want to be 30. It's fucking mad. The fact I've that never, I made it to 30 is a fucking...
Literally, if I make it to 30, it's a fucking miracle.
Shut up. You still got 3 years yet. Don't be fucking darning me yet.
But no, like, I think because I look so young for my age.
Do you?
You do look. Yeah, she does.
She's taking shitloads of drugs in her time.
I've sniffed a lot of ketamine in my day.
She does look really young.
I look really young for my age. Like, so I'm quite like, I still get ID'd in pubs. So like.
Yeah, that's mad.
Like, which is mad. Like my brother who's younger than me doesn't.
Your fucking nan looks younger than you.
Leave my nan alone.
I love Susan.
Leave little Mary alone.
No, I'm not going to disrespect your nan.
My nan once whacked a cup around the edge of a saucepan.
Oh my God, right. Sorry.
My nan once batted a copper.
You know what?
My granddad was a little. God rest that man's fucking soul. He was a good man when he, like.
Mm, he was.
But. Back when he
why are you fucking laughing about a dead granddad?
No, it's just a disrespect for my fucking
right, obviously, like, granddad was a lovely man, wasn't he? But, like, yeah. You've met him, like, he was a proper break the rules, wasn't he?
He was what you call a troublemaker.
He was what you call, like, a proper, if you could break the rules, avoid tax, you know, like, he was a proper...
Tax evasion before it's cool.
Tax evasion, go to, like, and... I'll never forget this story because my nan brings it up all the time and I fucking roar at it. So, just going to air some family laundry.
That's what this podcast is about. That's what the Trunkcast is about, baby.
So,
come on, baby.
My granddad, like, they were doing something. It weren't drugs related. I'm getting it out there now. Basically, like, they were doing something and, like, the coppers come to raid my nan's house.
I mean, we need more details. This is a podcast. What did he do?
He was, so back in the day it was illegal.
Smuggling class A drugs through his bum. No, but he did get pulled over
coming back from Spain once because my nan had a bag of washing detergent and they thought it was cocaine.
Fuck's sake.
So like back in the day, like it was illegal to cut cars in half, but obviously my granddad being my granddad cut them in half and welded them back together, like minding your business. Like,
yeah, mind
you do. They had like surveillance on him for like 6 months, right? And my nan had Scotland Yard in her house. But so did my uncle. And my nan whacked one of them round the head of a saucepan because she weren't letting him in. She had to get the girls to school.
Right, so you know what?
Little old Mary whacked the copper round the head with a fucking saucepan.
So this is quite
my
nice.
Family are lovely though, disclaimer.
Disclaimer, your family are, yeah, they're the most lovely people. What I will say is this kind of brings me quite nicely onto a little segue because it is Christmas, right? This will probably go. So part one is going to go out Christmas Eve. This is probably going to go out Boxing Day, part two. And then part three maybe might not go out.
Part three is when Matt can be arsed.
Matt three. when I can be fucking bothered, if I can be bothered. No, what I was going to say was, do you have any kind of worst Christmas presents?
Yes.
Right? And it doesn't have to be a Christmas you've personally received, but you know of someone who has received. Because I've got a fucking diamond of a fucking answer for that.
Oh, I've got loads.
But go on, if you've got one, go on. What's like? But is it you personally received it?
I received it.
Okay, go on. Paint me the picture.
I'm airing Chris again. Chris, it was a shit okay. Christmas present.
This is like free therapy for Becca. Fucking hell.
My ex-boyfriend was an arsehole. He was an arse. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, go on.
So obviously, like, it's our second Christmas together, right? Now, backstory. When have you two ever seen me wear the colours blue and orange?
At our wedding day, because you'd be wearing a blue dress.
Other than blue. Like, other than that, like, a blue and orange together.
Well, like a Terry's chocolate orange.
Never. You're always in black.
I'm a black girl, right?
You're not.
I'm cast with the friendly glows, but I wear black.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Basically, give me factor 75.
150 when we went to start.
Yeah, 150. Right? Yeah. And I was working with Kiana.
Right, yeah. Shout out Kiana.
Shout out Kiana, because like she's
stop
like,
fucking punching the mic.
I can't stop touching it. Like, so obviously me and Kiana are working. She's like, oh, what has Chris got? You're like, oh, I don't know, because I'm not opening it when I get home.
Yeah.
And I've never been, like, you know it's bad if my dad's face is fucking dropped. That man's Stella deep. Right? He's three parts pissed.
He's three, but yeah.
He's gone. Like, and even his face is dropped, right? I've opened it, right? And it's this Vivienne Westwood bag. Now, if any of your viewers are watching, Vivienne Westwood ain't cheap, is it?
Mm-mm.
No, I've never not. Been so unfucking grateful for what I've opened. It was a black, blue, and bright orange bag that I couldn't even fit my phone in.
So I've got
now on Vinted.
I've got a couple of questions.
So if anyone wants to buy it, it's now on Vinted.
Brilliant. Right, that's great. What's the functionality of a bag that doesn't fit a phone? And I understand the phones are a lot bigger nowadays. Like, you carry around a fucking brick in your pocket pretty much nowadays. Like, we've actually reverted back to, like, the 1980s when you need to get the big old phone. Rebecca will know because she's fucking old as fuck.
Shut up. I'm only 3 years older than you.
Wow.
Oh, 3 years older. Oh, you are in trouble, Mr. Potter.
But no, like, it was, I've never felt so disheartened. And I think a lot of it was for that. Like, I'm not an ungrateful person at all. Like, I'm very grateful, like, you've spent your money on me. Like, that, you don't need to bother. Like, do you know what I mean?
But you know what? If you've bought a Vivienne Westwood bag, you can't fit your fucking phone in this three different colours, don't bother.
What the fuck am I using it for? And do you know what was worse that year, right? Like, so obviously, I'm one of them people that were like, what do you want for Christmas? I'll buy it. Because I'd rather buy you something you want than guess, right?
Absolutely. Practical. Right?
And the cheeky fucking cunt.
Tell her how you really feel, fucking hell.
Sent me a fucking Burberry jacket link, a Tottenham fucking Hotspurs away t-shirt.
Chris is getting a lot of time in this podcast already.
And loads of fucking shit like that, right? So I've bought it,
yeah.
Right? And I'm like, you bought that last fucking minute.
Yeah.
And you got your fucking mum to wrap it.
All right, nice. So
that was the worst present I've ever received.
Becca, do you have any kind of worst?
I can't think of the top of my head at the minute. I really can't think at the minute.
Right, so I've got a fucking blinder, right? And,
is it your present?
It's not my present. It's a present that my mum received from my nan.
I thought you were going to say your dad then.
No. From my nan. And nan, if you're listening in heaven, if they got podcasts in heaven, wherever you are, fucking send one up, right?
Granddad, please don't listen.
Yeah, granddad, don't listen.
Granddad, don't listen.
Don't listen. what I will say is my nan was a fucking character, to say the least, right? She was the fucking kindest woman you've ever met in your life, would do a fucking salt of the earth, would do anything for anyone, right? But she would have it her way or no way at all. She was very fucking stubborn in that, right? So to the point, to give you kind of a bit of a backstory, I guess, is she'd ring up my parents, ring up my mum, right? Because my nan didn't drive, she was in her 80s, whatever, right? So ring up the phone, she'd go, hello Mel, and she'd go, oh, you're right. I need to go to Lowestoft, which is, you know...
Nobody wants to go to fucking Lowestoft.
Anyway, right, it's about 10 miles from where my nan lived. And she'd go, oh, right, yeah. When do you want to go? Well, now if it's convenient, right? That was how blunt my now.
No.
Now if it's convenient.
I'm having a major problem. Can you open this bottle of wine?
Yeah, I can. Pass it here. And my nan was like, oh, sorry, my mum would be like, no, like, I can't do now, obviously. And she's like, okay, no worries, and hung up the phone on her. She'd just hang up there and then, like, that's what... I think I bought you a dud bottle of wine, mate.
Oh, give it here, give me do it. Get a Yorkshire lass to do it.
If not, I'm going to have to do it the council estate way.
Come here, let me do it.
It's one of these fucking dodgy bottles.
Imagine buying your friend a bottle of wine and then she can't open it.
Okay, right, so while we try and open this bottle of wine for Rebecca... for Becca, even.
I hate the fact that you're calling me Rebecca because it's giving me PTSD.
Right, so let me get to my story about the fucking thing. So my mum was in a department store, whatever, with my nan, and was like, I would really, really like, she didn't explicitly say it. She basically said, oh, I need a new frying pan, right? Just in casual conversation, in the same way.
No one can open.
Oh, fuck me. This is very distracting, isn't it? Right, okay, you two talk amongst yourselves. You two talk amongst yourselves, and I'll try and get it open. Or should we just get open the other one? Should we just open another bottle?
Adnams, you're packaging shite.
Adnams, you're packing shit.
Can't.
How am I meant to be a pisshead and not open the bottle?
There you go. Sorted. Right. Anyway, back to my story. Me nan...
Oh, that sounds quite nice.
Fuck's sake.
It smells a bit vinegary.
Oh, Adnams, it could be shit.
It's a bit vinegary for me.
He's such a prick.
It just smells a bit oof.
How much do you want in the fucking glass? Jesus Christ. Half a fucking bottle glass.
Becca's present, we'll have to get her a wine glass that fits a bottle of wine in it.
Yeah, lovely.
Right, you're making that sound like I'm a pisshead.
No, you're not. I'm just saying
that. I recovered from that.
Right, let me finish my fucking story about me nana. Right, let me finish. Right, so
finish
shut your fucking cake hole a minute. Right,
I've got
yeah, good. Right,
what?
Shut up. Right. Anyway, so my mum was walking around. Behave. Mum was walking around me nan, and she said, "Oh, I need a new frying pan because I burnt mine or broke mine or whatever." Right. And me nan genuinely banked that idea and bought her a fucking frying pan for Christmas, right? And again, just imagine, imagine my nan being the way that she was, being very blunt and very upfront, but very lovely, but very blunt and upfront. And my mum opened this fucking frying pan on Christmas morning in front of my fucking nana and just was like, oh, Helen, it's a frying pan. And I just remember, and I think I was probably about mid-teens or whatever, and I just remember looking at my mum, looking at my dad, and I'm just like, don't laugh, it's not funny, it's not, don't you laugh? But I could just feel it.
It's horrible though, right? Isn't it?
And so... And we spoke about this in the first episode. We kind of hinted about talking about Russell Howard, right? Because we went to go and see him the other couple of weeks ago in Ipswich. But, like, he was talking... He's got a podcast. Everyone's got a fucking podcast. Right? And he was saying about basically the fact that if you try and contain laughter when you need to laugh, it's only worse. If you need to laugh, let the laugh out, or otherwise it's going to be worse. Because it will come out in ways you don't want it to come out, right? Exactly. You start going...
you start blowing a snot bubble.
Yeah, right? It's much better to laugh than to fucking snot bubble on someone because you're trying not to laugh, right? And it was one of those scenarios where I'm like, I'm not laughing, I'm not breaking, I'm not laughing. And it was just... And I remember laughing, and my nan just looking around at me going, what are you laughing at?
No.
And it's just it's just so fucking funny, man. Shout out to my nan, wherever you are. Like,
no, I honestly can't think of a present that
mine just makes me sound ungrateful.
Because I used to, you know what I mean? When I was younger, I can't really remember, but like when I got older, I got asked what I wanted, and I just did, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, no,
they asked me what I wanted, I just didn't get it.
Yeah, I just...
Did you ever have any presents as a child that you really wanted and didn't get?
Yeah.
Did you?
Everybody will know this. But you know, I used to have your Argos book and your index book. You used to have your pen.
Yes.
We done this. So a peek behind the podcast curtain for everyone quickly, right? So I recorded episode 99 of 103 this year with Emma Boster of Dying Wish. And I recorded that at your mum's house, didn't we? and it was a fucking nightmare. Emma was lovely. The interview was great, but basically all my podcast equipment didn't fucking work. Well, my cable didn't work. It was a right pain in the ass. Anyway, I brought my iPad downstairs, and you and your mum were watching some kind of old sort of film or whatever, because your mum loves old films, because, you know, she's old. Jokes. We love Susan. We love her.
Is your mum's name Susan?
Carol. My mum's name is Carol.
Shit, because I'd have been calling her Susan at your wedding.
It's good bands. It's good bands. I've had a couple of beers. It's good bands.
Two can wonder.
No, I'm fucking three cans and half a bottle of bloody amaretto.
Three cans and a quarter of I'm a
little woman. Oh, shut up, you old hag.
I'm the youngest one in this podcast.
Anyway. Really?
Am I going to go in the bin?
You're going to get in the fucking bin in a minute. So we were talking about old times. We were talking about Argos catalog. I fucking found online, because this is... I was bored.
And it's so cheap.
I was bored by the film, to be honest. I found on the iPad an old issue of a 2002 Argos.
And the price is a blow your mind. The price is fucking cheap.
Like, you can pick up, like, what was it? The fucking Nokia 3310i that had Snake on it. Like, the old brick Nokias.
Yeah. You mean the drug dealer phones?
The drug dealer phones, exactly. They weren't drug dealer phones then. They were just top of the range phones.
Now you've got drug dealers.
Now they're drug dealer phones, yeah. And they were like £100.
I'm fucking mad.
And I'm like, you know, like, this phone is
an iPod.
But it's like £1,000 for an iPhone. It's mental.
An iPod wasn't an iPod. It was like a circly CD disc thing that you put CDs in.
It's so mad how technology
Do you know what I miss? I miss the iPod Classic. 160 gig of music in your pocket.
I
get it. Spotify, Tidal, Apple, you can have all the fucking music. But
there's nothing better, though, is there?
But when you could pick your 160 gig, I mean, you'd never fill 160 gig, but you could pick specifically what you want to listen to.
The present I wanted at Christmas that I never got was, I think everybody wanted this, was the little Dairy Milk things. And you just have to put a coin in it and it come out.
Oh, they're great.
I never got that. I never got one of them.
I'm going to make it my mission to get you one next year.
The little Dairy Milk things, little chocolate bar things. And you used to put a coin in it, you used to drop it out. I wanted one of them.
The little houses, like, not the houses, but like the
you know what I mean?
Telephone boxes.
Yeah.
And you put a coin in.
Yeah. I wanted one of them.
I'm going to try and find one.
I'm
pulling it up, as they say.
Talk
amongst yourselves. Hang on, I'm sorting it.
What are we meant to talk about? We start. You ask us to talk, and we automatically forget how to talk.
It's fine. So
what am I typing in? Cadbury's what?
Cadbury's coin slot.
Coin slot.
It'll definitely come up with it. It's like a tower thing.
Ah, here we go. I found it. I found like an old picture of it.
Yeah.
Cadbury's chocolate machine.
Yeah, the chocolate machine.
Can you still buy them?
Probably on eBay for about £200.
Yeah, oh, that's mad.
£40 on eBay used.
Fucking hell.
I don't want it used. I want it come in the box.
There'll be nobody chocolate in it, though. They'll have it.
Yeah, and then you've got to buy the fucking chocolate.
Do they even chocolate?
Vintage
red chocolate.
This was 10 years ago.
£15.
I found a picture on Facebook that you could get it from Home Bargains. 10 years ago, $5.99 for a chocolate.
£70 on eBay for it. 10p chocolate dispenser, including original box. Yeah, but there's only.
Yeah, coffee. But it's their chocolate there.
Probably no. They'll probably be out there. Probably yeah, but vintage chocolate.
You know what? Like, that's the thing as well. Like, do you rate Cadbury's chocolate? Because you rate Cadbury's chocolate.
I love Cadbury's chocolate, but I love Galaxy chocolate as well.
I think Cadbury's is an elite tier and is better than Cadbury's, in my opinion.
I like Wicked, though, that Wicked chocolate I bought around the other week.
Oh, you know what? That was fucking well basic. I thought it was nice. I mean, I ate the whole fucking thing.
I want to go to Cadbury World, but it's like 300 bit hours away. It's like same distance.
And it's in fucking Birmingham. Fuck Birmingham.
Right, hang on a minute. There is nothing wrong with Birmingham.
And see the Birmingham bull.
Why do you always talk with a fucking accent when you talk about Birmingham? She's not a fucking Brummie.
She's
from fucking London.
There is nothing wrong with Birmingham. It's got some fucking dives.
Everybody's got some dives.
There's some corners you just don't want to turn left at.
I've proper relaxed. I've tilted my chair right back to this podcast. Like, I'm getting well too comfortable.
Birmingham's fine. Like, won't walk down a couple
the
of
fucking,
alleys.
The fucking delay in your voice said everything. Birmingham's fine if you're wearing a stab vest.
No, like, I've been out drinking there numerous times. Like, yeah. Obviously, I've been there a lot. And it's fine. Like, admittedly. Oh,
shit, sorry.
Some of, like, so, like, obviously, you got, like, the city centre. That some places I personally wouldn't go to. Mm. But it's fine.
I went to Birmingham once.
Oh, don't, because you get fucking me fucking vexed. You get me vexed at that story.
Right? And I'm going to... we. In fact, I've done a podcast.
I got nuts
excuse
in my
me.
Hair.
I did a podcast in... which will go out in January with Rough Justice, who are from Sheffield. And they're a fantastic band. Their album's really good as well. And that's going to be out in January. And we were discussing northern cities because Rebecca's from Barnsley. And I think Barnsley is... perfectly fine, to be honest with you. But Leeds, fucking shithole. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do my top five fucking northern cities I've been to, right? Bottom tier, off the top of my head, Sheffield. No. Leeds, bottom fucking because it rained both fucking times we went. And that's the only reason. That's the only reason it's shit. And then I'm gonna go. Probably Barnsley. Not because it's shit.
Not your hometown meeting fourth.
Not because it's shit.
I'd throw peanuts for this.
But there's just not a lot there. It's like it's just.
It's getting better.
No. It's not that it's terrible. It's just kind of. It's just sort of non-really existent. It just sort of is. It's a bit like
there's more going off than there is in where we live. We have to go to, like, you know.
Yeah, but we live in the countryside. But what I'm saying is, would you compare Barnsley to Norwich?
Norwich is obviously better.
Yeah, of course it is. What I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with Barnsley. Like, fucking behaviour. People have got to listen to this as an audio-based platform.
Then
right?
They got free ASMR. I'm having a fucking brain sake. Aneurysm.
Right, yeah.
ASMR.
I think, yeah, so... stop it. Are you going to put you in the fucking
I'm
gonna
bin? I'm going to go in the bin in a minute. I've gotten to part two about being in the bin.
Yeah, we'll just behave.
I've basically got a naughty corner for the podcast.
You have got a naughty corner.
Because Matt has got, like, sheer anxiety that I'm going to say something.
No, you're just being a fucking knob and banging your glass on the microphone on purpose. Stop it. So, yeah, Leeds is the bottom. Then Barnsley. Not because Barnsley's bad. It's just there's nothing really there. Fine. Whatever.
Sheffield's real good.
Yeah, this is where it gets difficult.
I like Sheffield.
I'm intrigued in case this causes a pain.
I like Sheffield next on my list. Sheffield is a big jump from Barnsley, if I'm honest, because Meadowhall. That's basically it. It's a fucking wicked shopping centre. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And also, I've not really had a proper night out in Sheffield, but I know there's a lot of really good places to go for nights out in Sheffield. Mm-hmm. Stone, again, referencing TBD, but I've seen them have a lot of nights out, and it looks like a fun night
and
out.
And Church Temple of Fun as well.
We should go for a night out in Barnsley one day. I don't know when we're going to do that, but we should do that. Next on my list. It's so hard, but I'm going to say... it's a toss-up between Nottingham and Manchester.
I would personally do Nottingham because it rhymes with Shottingham.
But the reason why I'm struggling with this is because I haven't spent as much time in Manchester as I have Nottingham. Nottingham I've been to maybe twice, but I feel like I've completed Nottingham. In the same way, Nottingham, you could do Norwich in a day.
You can do Nottingham in a day.
Exactly. Manchester, I've not explored all the different crevices of
Manchester.
Of Manchester
is a completely different fucking breed. When I'm going to go see Blink-182.
You fucking... the second we got... Right, sorry. I was going to throw Rebecca on the bus again, right? At Outbreak Festival, right? I drove for like 5 hours to get to Outbreak for like 10 o'clock. We pulled up at the Trafford Centre outside the Premier Inn, right? We got on the fucking Metro tram and you literally, as loud as fucking Larry, just went... Manchester's a fucking shithole, right?
It's rough up north.
It's rough up north. And literally all the fucking Mancunians were like looking at you like you're fucking... I was like, mate, I know you say this shit in... I'm not going to tell you what you said in Birmingham, and we're not going down that route, but we're not going there.
Can we take the story down to Derby, though, Derby's Death's Toilet?
Yeah, Derby's Death's Toilet. What I was going to say was... What? You're out of nuts?
I'm out of nuts.
Well, you know, you've still got fucking loads of nuts. What are you talking about?
I've literally got drips and drabs.
Okay. I'm gonna put Manchester next because I haven't experienced as much of Manchester as what I'd like.
I've experienced more than enough in the.
we're gonna get to Blink in a minute, right? And then Nottingham because Nottingham for me, we were talking about this on the way up here. Potentially gonna go and see Enter Shikari next year.
I really want to go see Enter Shikari.
I really want to see Enter Shikari. I fucking love Enter Shikari.
I want to see him as well.
Yeah. So I would rather go to Nottingham, which is farther than London, because Alexandra Palace as a venue is a fucking pain in the ass, and that's not a controversial opinion. Everyone thinks that. He's been to Ali Pali. It's a fucking pain.
It's a nightmare. I've only been for conventions.
It's a pain in the ass, and it's up that fucking massive hill.
Do you know what? Walking up that hill, like, because you've got the Wetherspoons at the bottom of the hill, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Drinking in that Wetherspoons and then trying to walk up that bastard hill.
It's a nightmare. Did you just crawl the fucking hill?
No, it's kind of like, we just grabbed the hills like, oh my God.
I'm not being funny, like, I went to Ali Pali in, May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm pretty good with drinking, right? Mm. But, like, obviously, the running joke is I can drink a rugby team under the table.
You can.
She's
on her second bottle of wine, to be fair.
If anyone's a rugby player that thinks that they can drink me on the table, I'd love to give them a try.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm drinking with people that drink are proper drinkers. And they're walking up this hill like normal. I'm three parts pissed, swaying like a snake.
Yeah.
And that hill's a nightmare. And, like, trying to get to it's vile.
So I want to touch on Blink 182, because you went to see Blink this year.
I did.
How was that? Because
fucking amazing. I missed the story so far.
You know, but... So,
but seeing Blink,
it's so fucking hard, right? Because I've seen Blink, and arguably, I'm gonna probably lose respect. I saw Blink when they were good, when Matt Skiba was with them.
Yeah.
Although Tom DeLonge can't sing, just that is fact. It's not.
Oh, that's fact.
There's
that's
no
fact.
Up for
that's
fucking
fact.
Debate. The man can't sing in tune, but right, it's the nostalgia.
I got to relive, and I think the biggest part for me seeing Blink was I got to relive being younger. And, like, obviously, I went with Martin.
Yeah.
And, like, we both...
Martin is your...
Martin's my friend.
Associate, yeah. Shall we say,
like,
yeah.
So, and, like, we obviously, like, we went and I got to relive being this 13-year-old emo back in the day who was the pinstripe jeans, the funky hair, listening to Blink, like, all the small things. And I think when we got there, it was, like, just so much nostalgia of being, like, I've seen all three of them.
Mm.
Like... So it was a really good time, and I would happily pay the price I paid.
How much did you pay? Because it was a lot.
Enough.
How much was it?
A three-digit number above 250.
Well, just fucking tell people.
I paid about 300 quid.
That's fucking madness. That's actual madness.
It shows I'm shit with money.
Well, no, like, but because...
I think to me, it was like, I had it in my head I was going to go.
So there's certain things like you put stock and value in, right? Mm. So I know people in my life who will buy fucking like Hugo Boss shirts at like £85, right? And I'm the kind of guy who'll wear £10 fucking Primark jeans and a fucking Tesco fucking t-shirt, yeah. Because I don't put stock in clothes. I can't. Yeah, very nice. You've got a lovely, well-fitted fucking t-shirt, whatever. I don't care. Right, I put the stock in like kind of experiences, like you guys, right?
I had like the best experience. Like it was lovely. Like I got to see them play the bangers. I got to relive being younger, like, and obviously being like
younger. What are you talking about?
I was 26 when I saw him, and it's really weird saying because I was like turned 27 in December. Like, but I got to relive.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
It was like end of this year, but yeah, happy birthday.
But like, obviously, like I got to relive being a teenager.
Mm.
If that makes sense. And to me, that was worth paying what I paid, I think. I'm going to get it up now because I got it on me.
But you know what I do want to publicly just talk about real quick as well? Ticketmaster's surge pricing can get in the fucking bin. Like, why is it fair that because something's popular, you can just upheave the price for literally no fucking reason? Like, it's so fucking bonkers. And
because I know people pay it.
But this is the thing. It's so unfair, though.
I paid £315
for one ticket or two tickets.
How much?
So two tickets, so that's what, £150 each?
Yeah.
Okay, so but I...
That,
yeah,
that doesn't
so,
even come to play with, like...
Travel.
The hotel, travel.
Yeah, but like that's fine, but they're external factors which you have chosen
that I've
to,
chose do, to do. Yeah.
Right. So like if you lived in Manchester, you went to go and see them and you decided on a whim on a Friday night you're gonna go see Blink-182 yeah. in concert and it cost you £150. Like that is too, and I'm not saying like that's too much money because like people put prices on good times, like you do whatever. We're currently saving and doing a wedding. And I don't even know, when we talked about having a budget, we don't really have a budget, do we?
No, we're just
like paying, we're just paying.
I don't even know how much we don't even know how much it's cost us, like, do we? We ain't got a clue.
You know, for example, like our rings combined cost like £750 for our wedding rings. And it's like I understand why. Like I can see the monetary value in that. I still think it's too fucking much money, but do you know what I mean? Like I can go, yeah, cool, I can see that.
Yeah.
But like so my I don't know, man. It's hard. Like, you know.
Stop touching the fucking mic. I kind of want to just put my mouth around it and suck it. Disclaimer in this is like, it's.
For fuck's sake.
So your listeners know why I've said that. It's like, it's
she's a fucking massive whore for penis. Fucking hell.
It's got cock fright.
Cock fright.
It's basically staring me in the face, right?
Well, just stop touching
it. I can't stop staring at it. But, like, no, like, I know it's a lot of money on what I paid for it. But it sounds like I had so much. You're going to be sick.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not
going to
be
sick.
I'm shut up. It's fine.
You are.
Right.
I used to drink. When I was 21, I used to drink a bottle of this before I fucking went out. Back in the day.
But it's like, no, like, I had.
I need to go and get another Coke, but carry on.
I had fun going to see them.
That's good.
I cried. And I didn't cry. At the probably like so like they played they played one more time and it was like their new song they released one up and I cried also like so we come out and I met some very very interesting people that night and I hate meeting strangers right and I'm very awkward like when I used to go to like when I've been to gigs with Matt and even like when I've been with you like I'm very awkward like I don't know who they are. I met two very questionable crackheads, right? And it was so awkward. I was like, I just want to get home. Also, I paid £62 for two drinks.
I nearly spilled like Coke fucking everywhere.
I paid £62 for two drinks at the AO Arena.
Oh my god.
That is fucking mental.
I had a good time though. Also threw up.
Yeah, but when don't you throw up though?
Me and Rebecca went to that gig at the beginning of the year as well.
You did as well, yeah.
But we fucked up with that though.
But we did eat beforehand, so that's good. We didn't eat on an empty stomach. We didn't drink on an empty stomach,
but we just done ourselves dirty.
Yeah,
that's the thing though. Like, if you have a good time, that's all that matters. Like this podcast that we're doing now, I'm having a lot of fun. Are you having a lot of fun?
I'm trying to concentrate on not being sick.
Oh, but you feel sick?
No, but I know it's going to come in the third bottle.
Maybe just don't drink three bottles of fucking wine. You fucking.
I've got about two glasses left of this.
Oh god, I'm still drinking my White Claw.
Your White Claw.
Do you know what my biggest thing is? Like, I would love to meet someone who could drink as much as I can.
I mean, yeah, true.
Like, I hate to out Chris again. I'm so sorry. Disclaimer to Chris.
We're not talking about Chris anymore. But go on.
I'm going to out him one more time. The boy couldn't fucking drink.
Yeah. Like, Martin can drink. I mean,
Martin
I'm not sure what Martin is to you right now. Whether he's just a friend with benefits.
Martin's
or,
like one of my really close friends. Like, and he can fucking drink.
You say that again.
Martin is like
he's
he
thin.
Can,
you're real close.
He can fucking drink, and I'm like we'll go out, and I'm like, fuck me, I'm about to die. Like, this boy can drink a fish underwater.
You know what? We've had some fucking good nights out though. I feel like
I've crippled myself on nights out with you.
Yeah, like. So it's not only Becca who takes a battering, her fucking credit card woman does as well, to be honest.
My credit card takes a battering.
So, yeah.
That was a good night, though. Like, That was the night we went to. Where was it we cycled? We met Nicole.
So what she's referring to is my 29th birthday.
29th.
It was the day before me and Rebecca met.
That's so cute. And you went with a hangover.
I was fucking still drunk.
I felt ill that whole day.
But you know what? Time has passed and it's been over 2 years, so you can't come for me.
I can't believe that was only 2 years ago.
Any kind of authority, you can't come for me because it was in the past. And
I can tell you now, I could probably pull up the bank statements from that fucking
That would be fucking amazing.
Let me have a look on how much I spent in sugar and spice.
Oh my God. I just know it took you a lot. How many months did it take you to pay off?
Right, so basically...
3 months.
Oh my God.
How did it even... Like, it was such a fucking mismatch because my friend Nicole, who is a friend I went to college with...
I love her.
And we love Nicole. Nicole is fucking amazing. We basically decided, me, you and Nicole, to go out for a night out on the piss. And all we knew... is that we were going to start at Wetherspoons.
No, we didn't. We went to that pub.
Went to the Mischief.
Mischief.
Which is a dive bar, essentially, in Norwich, which is great.
It literally gives the triangle version.
Oh, fuck the triangle, man.
I love the triangle.
This is not going to mean anything to anyone who doesn't know, like, the places we're talking about. But Norwich, basically, has got, like, a few, like, really cool, like, dive bars. And I fucking love a dive bar. And to fit... A definition of what a dive bar is, for those that don't really know what we're talking about, is essentially sticky floor, sticky bar.
And you're questioning if your glass is clean.
Yeah, exactly. Their fucking prices are dirt cheap. We fucking love them.
The floor was very sticky when I went into the Mischief. This was after. This was when I came
down. But it was a good night because we went there. We went to Waterfront, but I remember on the way to Waterfront...
You fucked over in a drain pipe.
I fucked over in a drain pipe. Oh, yeah. And I threw on the splits of the drain pipe. Just is outing myself. And I threw up.
It was so fucking funny.
And then we left there and like nobody wanted to go home.
No, so we left the Mischief.
We went to a saucy bar.
We went to Mischief. Then we went to the Waterfront in Norwich.
That was fucking questionable.
Because I remember having a conversation with you outside the off license when you'd bought a bottle of sours or something like
it
that.
It weren't sours. I think it might have been Jaeger.
Jaeger or tequila. I can't remember. It was some sort of spirit. Yeah. And I just remember saying to you, because I was pretty hammered, but. I was like, if you're not going to get in, if you're fucking hammered. Like, if
you were giving me the
like,
pep talk.
The thing is, everyone needs to understand with Becca is there's levels to Becca's drunkenness, right? She's 2.5 bottles in now, right? She's like a comfortable, confident level, right? You know, maybe a bottle and a half time, she'll be overconfident and then she'll just be dead. Not dead, but she'll basically be a blob on the floor of like, oh God, there's Becca. Do you know what I mean? But like, She was getting to that point where she was becoming a bit of a blob on the floor. And it was like, you need to like come down from there and go a couple of steps, or otherwise they're not going to get past. The bouncers were not going to get past.
Matt was giving me like a pep talk.
I was proper telling you.
Outside the Waterfront, Matt is like, you need to sober up. Like, he was like, come on now. And I'm like, I'm going to have to be sick to sober up. So like, anyone from Norwich will know, like, obviously near the Waterfront, you've got like the alleyways, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, there's loads of alleyways, yeah.
So I've done the classy thing of sticking my fingers down my throat.
You know what? You've got to do what you got to do these days.
You've
got
to do what you've got to do.
I'm gonna move the on-air sign to over here.
Like,
sorry.
So I've had to run down this alleyway and I'm like trying not to get sick in my hair to sober up to get in. More of the story is I managed to get in. Fuck knows how.
Yeah, so we got in and
I've got the contents of like 3 pints in my hair.
Obviously, a few people aren't going to probably know what the Waterfront is in Norwich. Waterfront is basically a music venue that has alternative kind of indie downstairs, stuff like Florence and Machine, Arctic Monkeys, all that kind of shit. And then upstairs, they basically got all like fucking the metal bar, which is like Killswitch Engage and fucking Slipknot and System of a Down and all that
Stick
kind
my
of.
Fingers in.
To my eyes. all that good stuff, right? And essentially, we were there until about 2. Because they kicked out at 2.
It was around 2, 2:30, they kicked out. None of us wanted to go home.
Yeah, so one of us, I'm not sure who.
Was it you?
Okay.
Yes, it was me.
Made the decision that we would go to Sugar and Spice, which by the name probably suggests it's a strip club. and you'd probably be correct. And what happened in Sugar Spice? Will forever stay in Sugar and Spice? No, of course not.
Well, of course we're going to air it. We're going to talk.
It is fun. Like, it is funny because...
I can't take shit like that, seriously.
No, because it is funny because we went in there and we only really wanted to drink. Because I'm straight, you're...
straight.
No. I wasn't going to... Anyway, yeah, you're straight. Nicole is very straight. And
I had so much fun throwing coupons at the
game. Well, that was the thing. That was what became like a game of like who could throw the coins at the ladies, but not from like where you're sat. Because if you chuck them directly onto the catwalk in front of you, they're obviously thinking it's you. And it was more fun chucking it across and then pointing at Becca or Nicole, going, "No! They want a catwalk. They want a lap dance." And yeah, Becca very kindly decided to give me... Not Becca personally, but she kindly paid for me to have a lap dance. And
if that doesn't scream friend, I don't know what fucking does.
You know what? It's a weird one. But you know what? Like, Rebecca, you can kind of like... Because you did burlesque for a bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, so I can understand burlesque to like... That's kind of, you know, it's kind of... for show, and it's all kind of like...
Yeah, like, I'm, like, I don't, like, you know, it's a completely different thing, kind
of
thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, like, we don't, like, I, you know, like, we're on the stage kind of thing.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at is I don't, as a straight man, see the point, I guess. I don't really know. It's a fucking weird get-up, right? So you paid for me to have a... Charming. You paid for me to have a private dance, right? And I went down...
Me and Nicole started to question if my card was being billed.
Yeah, because we went down to pay for a private dance. And essentially this girl strips down to nothing and basically just frusts her bits in my face for 2 minutes, right? And
most expensive 2 minutes I've ever fucking paid for.
But you know what the thing for me is, right? Again, fucking straight guy, don't care, whatever. Like, I don't... Why would you pay? Like, looking back at it now, and it's only 2 years ago, don't get me wrong, but like, looking back at it now, I'm like, why would you? I don't, like, what are you gaining from that? Like, I don't, well, I'm just sat there with an awkward, boner and just feeling.
I think that was about.
It was like fucking 70 quid.
That was
fucking easy.
Easy 70 quid.
Two minutes, Rebecca. That's literally it. Just one does 2 minutes, 70 quid.
Yeah. Do you know how much I spent in that night? Holy spent shit. In there that night?
Go on.
I spent about 600 quid.
It's fucking madness.
And a lot of that was fucking coupons and drinks.
But you know what is really fucking funny though?
That
Your friend's got more money than sense, but also you totally fucked it because you, hence the tattoo on your fucking kneecaps, has fucked it because that's what you generally do. You ended up getting with or fucking chatting to some bloke, didn't you?
From the strip club.
What was his name?
I'm not going to air him.
We can give him a name. Because I genuinely can't remember his name.
He was a tattooist in Norwich.
I genuinely can't remember his name, though. So give him a name.
I know his name, but I'm not going to say it.
Just give me a name. Any name. Doesn't matter. Not his name, but just give me a name.
We're going to call him the tattooist.
The tattoo artist. Fine.
Yes.
And that was a thing for a bit. That was a thing that happened.
Imagine someone you're chatting to from a fucking strip.
And then
like,
it was really weird because I ended up, sorry Rebecca, don't cover your ears, you know this already, but I ended up like chatting to some bird, didn't I? And she tried to like give me her number. And it was the weirdest fucking gap because we're fucking in this strip club and I'm like, why are you hitting on me? What the fuck is happening?
I was so fucking blathered, it was ridiculous. I spent an unholy amount. I think I done, if I sit back and look at it, like obviously like more money than sense.
The thing is, like, we're not we don't even like drugs.
No.
Like, if we're spending 600, well, you do occasionally.
Used to.
What I'm saying is, if you went on a night out and spent £600, you're definitely
buying cocaine at the back of B
Exactly, right? Right? But no drugs were taken. We just spent a fucking shitload of money on strippers. It was the weirdest
thing. I've done 200 quid in the mischief.
Mm.
Because the running joke is, if I start to...
The fact that they have shots for a fucking pound says a lot about the fucking receiver.
Like, so we've done that. Like, I spent 200 quid in there because I remember, like, you and Nicole both rolling your eyes when I suggested Jager because that's the one thing I can't handle.
Right, and that's the thing, right? And I am a big advocate for this, right? Becca says to us, we're all this is the thing. We're all having a fucking lovely time. Right, we're all just sat there having a beer, having a lovely fucking old drink. And then you fucking cunt, just go, even for a Jaeger. So fuck off, mate.
We're all having everyone's fucking night.
We're all having a fucking lovely time here. And you're like, do you want a Jaeger? Do I fuck want a Jaeger? Right? It's like saying, and again, forgive me for the analogy, but like, it's like having a blowjob, right? All right, yeah, hear me out, right? It's like having a blowjob, right? And then going, do you want me to stick your cock in some fucking water and stick it in the freezer? Like, no! I don't fucking want that!
Moral of the story
like, is, do you know what I mean? It's fucking mental.
Moral of the story is, if I suggest Jaeger, I need to go fucking home.
You are your biggest architect of your own fucking demise, you are. You're a pain in the ass.
My problem is, though, I've not met someone that can drink as much as I can.
Yeah, true.
Like,
true.
And maybe I've got a problem.
I don't think problem is the right word.
I've just got an issue.
You like a beer.
I like a bev.
You like a bev. You like the sesh.
I like the sesh. Looking at it now, I'm older. Like, so you asked me earlier what it's like nearly being 30.
Mm.
And it's like, I can sit and drink and that's fine. But it's like,
you know what will happen though?
I'm going to start becoming a wet sack.
No. You know what will happen? The transition between club to pub.
I love a pub.
I know you love a pub.
I love a pub. But like,
when you were like 21, it was all about the fucking sesh at the club.
It was about drugs.
Yours was. Because Rebecca, you'd be the same, right? You'd rather go to a club than a pub, do you think? When you're 21,
would you
rather go to a club than a pub?
Yeah.
And then you got a bit older and you're like, if I'm going out, I'm going to a pub.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. Rebecca, me and you are bonding over this, right? Because Rebecca, you've not got.
I'll fucking drink anywhere.
You've not got a point to stand on because I'm going to make this really fucking thing, right?
It's going
to
throw me under the bus.
I'm not. I'm going to throw a whole group of people under the bus. Smokers. I can't fucking deal with them on a night out, right? And it's not the fact you smoke that bothers me. It's the fact we walk into a club, we pay fucking £10 to get in there, right? They're playing fucking shit fucking music, and you go, should we go for a fag? And it's like, fuck off. We've just fucking walked in, you cunt. Like, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what, right? And I don't, and maybe it's just me, like, especially like when I go to clubs, like, I get really anxious. Like, I get, like, even when we went to that gig in Norwich, like, I'm so anxious. And like, my biggest sigh of relief is like going for a fag. Does that make sense?
Like, I mean, yeah, I get that, but. That,
we went to go, oh shit me, who did we go and see?
Oh,
you're so far away from the mic again.
We went to see.
Oh, sorry.
We went to see Bass Slug, didn't we?
All I can remember is me and Rebecca got fucking banging pizza.
Oh, can I just do a public service announcement to the boys in Vast Slug, Kieran, Kieran, Phil, Ed, if you're listening.
She's got quite a bad cough.
I'm going to put Rebecca in the sin bin just because she's got a massive cough. Are you good? Are you good?
I had a tickle in my throat.
Okay, that's all right. This is a shout out to the boys in Vast Slug, right? Me and Kieran have been friends for fucking years. And I said to him, I was like, mate, we need to do a podcast. I'd love to have you on, blah, 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 blah. And I've completely lost Becca. Becca is fucking gone, right? I said to Kieran, we need to do a podcast, right? And he fucking went to Ready to Mosh, the fucking toss pot. But you know what that was?
I threw up when we saw them because we were going to go see Bastard, didn't we? And I say that
with the most amount of love. I love Kieran. Kieran's fucking awesome.
Oh, we love Kieran.
All the boys in Voice in Vast Slug are fucking awesome.
When we went to see him, it felt like they were playing for like because the times have changed.
Well, the thing is, they are a grindcore band from Norwich. They do 30 songs in 30 minutes. Like.
Yeah, but not just that. But we were late, and they were still playing.
We prioritised getting fucking curly fries and pizza.
Yeah, we got curly fries and pizza.
We prioritised getting curly fries and pizza. And like,
if you're going to talk into the microphone, that'd be great. Sorry, amazing, thanks.
I kept wandering off.
You do.
I went to go and lay on Rebecca's lap because I had a coughing fit.
Weird.
But it's like, But like, we prioritised getting curly fries and pizzas.
We were adamant we needed food. So
we were fucking starving.
It was the best pizza and fries ever.
Was that a Voodoo Daddy's?
Before,
no, that
was before.
Voodoo Daddy's. Okay.
We were going to go for Subway, but a woman was taking forever at what she wanted.
You know what,
so
you know what,
like
8,000 kids.
You know what? Fucking Norwich has got some sick fucking bands coming up
Norwich
this year.
Norwich have got some good bands.
They've got good bands, but also they've got some good gigs coming this year. We're seeing Creeper this year.
And
next year, 2024.
And Malevolence.
And Malevolence. Fucking gassed about both of them.
We enjoyed that night, though.
Oh, we had such a good
fucking
night.
Fucking threw up outside Weatherstones.
I threw up when I got home, when I was trying to get to sleep.
Oh, fuck off.
We literally got outside of Voodoo Daddy's. And do you know where we fucked up? We got two drinks at a time.
Yeah.
You know what really fucking pissed me off, right? I'd come home for a fucking day at work. And I work in a pub. It's not fucking hard work. But I worked in a pub, right? I came home. The cat was fucking just chilling. Yeah, stuck the telly on, cooked some food. The cat fucking threw up on the fucking rug, little prick.
Not only did the cat, so did your fiance.
Right? Little fucking prick. And then the fucking audacity of my other half coming home and then just going, and, you know, don't get me wrong, we're a very affectionate couple. I don't want to cast any dispersions that
we're
not.
We were fucked.
But she came home and she was fucking steaming, right? I sat on the sofa. She fucking puts her arms around the back of me going, I love you so much, baby. Right? Fucking trying to lick me ear hole or some shit, right? Trying to kiss my face. And I'm like, all right. I said, yeah, I love you too. You fucking stink. Get in the shower. You stink of fucking booze, right?
And then, right?
I was like, oh, you know what? It was like maybe like 10 o'clock. So it was,
no,
was it,
no, because we left because my brother picked us up.
Was it late? What time was it?
We stayed till the end.
Yeah, we stayed.
Was it later than 10 then?
Yeah, because I didn't get home till gone 12. Steady now.
don't spill wine on my carpet.
Believe
please.
Me,
fucking.
I ain't going to spill the wine.
anyway, so
I might just start drinking out of the bottle. When is it socially acceptable?
Just shut the fuck up a minute. So anyway, right. So she comes home. She starts kissing me fucking my face and my ear and shit because she's pissed. Anyway, I was like, get in the shower. You fucking stink of booze. Clean your teeth, whatever. I said, cool. Let's go to bed then, right? So we're going to go to bed. And she goes, yeah, let's go to bed. Climb into bed. She's cuddling me. It's all lovely. Da 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 da. And she's like, I need to be sick, right?
And the thing was,
I'd already cleaned up the fucking cat cunt and sick, right? And I was like, for fuck's sake. And then you're like, oh, I can't bother get up though, right? And that was your genuine, like, your,
No, I didn't say that. I did get up and go to the toilet.
Okay,
I'm
misremembering.
Yeah, no, I went to the toilet to be sick and just admit up. Because. Yeah,
I remember you fucking left the door. You left the fucking door.
But I had to go. I had to go. Like, so, I needed to be, you know.
So, apologies for audio listeners, but you were just like, I'm so sorry. And I'm just like, fuck.
And I'm like, going, am I doing my drinking again?
Made it till she got home.
The thing is, I woke up at 7 in the morning the next day.
She's fucking a better human being than
right?
I am.
I went to bed at 1 in the morning after being sick. I had about 5-6 hours sleep. I woke up at like 6-7, as fresh as a daisy.
Fucking cleaning.
I was cleaning the house when I got up.
I was still in bed dying.
You had work next day as well.
I had work. Because like, I met you from work. We went up to
You inhaled work. Yeah, you met me at work and then caught a train.
And I remember when we left, I remember going to you as I've dropped a pin.
We had a right conversation. I bet you're kind of were thinking, what the hell are these two on? We're having a right conversation, aren't we?
My little brother.
Shout out to
Connor. Like, he picked us up from the fucking train station.
So,
fucking steam. And he had to pull over for a piss.
So, this is a fucking mad turn of events. If your brother and my cousin, who are dating, get serious.
Yeah, we're related.
How
fucking mad is
that? That is fucking madness. I mean, we pretty much are related. Anyway.
We might as well be.
Right, can you remember when we were younger? I remember this.
I've dropped a peanut down my top, one sec.
Brilliant. This is about 5 fucking years ago. You said to me, you went, oh, if we ever like, you know, could we have like house share? And I was like, I would do a Jeffrey Dahmer on you. I'd have fucking killed you. I love you so fucking much, but I could not live with you. You're a fucking pain in my ass.
You know
in the best part, and I know pain in the ass doesn't, and best best possible way is not two sentences that go together, but you are like a pain in the ass. You are like my pain in the ass. Like, you are the greatest pain in the
ass. To be fair, like, you are the person, like, if I've got a problem or like, that I obviously.
No judgment here.
Not going to say it out loud, but obviously, like, I had a problem the other year and you were the one person that said something for me.
What are we talking about? I'm going to have to. You're going to have to.
I can't say it out loud.
Hang on, let me mute you. Hang on, let me mute everybody
and then tell me.
Harry.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
I don't mind saying his name out loud. But
No. We're not doing that
but
yet.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you were the only person I could talk to.
We had a friend, shall we say, who was being a bit pesty. Let's leave
basically,
it like
that. I got paralytic at Bloodstock. And somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, cat's out the bag now
with
that.
We're not naming names though, but yeah.
No names, but you'll know who. It's like, you were the only person I could go to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, like, I'm your biggest pain in the ass, but you're like the big brother I never had.
But you know what? This leads.
Half an hour.
Can I just? I am a little bit drunk, right? So I'm probably not the best person to stop burping into the fucking microphone. I'm not the best person to talk. Shut the fuck up a minute, fuck's sake.
I'm worrying in case I can't get that bottle of wine open.
Shut up, you dick. I'm not the best person to talk about this right now because I'm a little bit drunk, but you said something to me in the car today on the way up here that genuinely fucking broke my heart a little bit, right? And it regards men being fucking terrible.
Is it the fact? I know exactly what it
right?
might be.
And it's the fact you could go on, not on Tinder, but if you were on Tinder... You could open your Tinder and you would just have a fucking sea of dick pics. Like, and it fucking upsets me.
I have
me,
no
man.
Problem admitting it. Like, I have received dick pics after dick pics. Like,
it's fucking so...
And it's just...
Like, I don't, like...
Like, if you're in a relationship or you're talking to someone and you're having that kind of conversation, like, yes, I get it. But it's so, like, in my opinion, like, I can scroll through and I'm like, yeah, I've seen theirs. But they're unsolicited.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
But you know what? Like, this is the thing. Again, we are definitely not fucking naming names.
I'm not naming, no.
But what I'm saying is, I've been in your presence. Like, we've been sat at your house, at your mum's house, right? And you've opened your Snapchat, and we both know the person involved with who this picture has come from, this video has come from. And there's a guy just literally fucking jacking his cock. Right,
and it's so sad.
You know what? I'm gonna say this much, right? You're single, right? Yeah. So you do whatever the fuck you want to do with whoever the fuck you want to do it with, right? But it's like I said to you, I went, okay, was that like, is this a thing going on? And you were like, no, not at all.
And you
were like, this is like a regular occurrence. And I was like, I was stunned. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking
so
horrible.
It sounds so sad. Like,
sorry to bring it down a bit, but fucking,
but like,
this is horrible, man.
But it's something like I feel like. You become immune too. You know
but
what
you
I mean?
You shouldn't. You so shouldn't, though.
Like, but it's like, it's different if, like, you're talking to someone and, like, it works both ways. Like, for another female, it works both ways.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can count numerous times, like, out of the fucking blue, unsolicited. And it's like, it's not like even just that. It's like Instagram
Excuse
as
me,
well
sorry.
With, like, the fucking creepy messages. Mm. It's like, I've had them before because of the podcast.
You have had them before. And you know what? It was a little bit more prevalent in the YouTube days than it was the podcast.
Like, YouTube, I mean. Like you wouldn't give out. Like, they'd ask for... Like, you're spilling that fucking everywhere.
Shut up.
But it's
whoa.
And it's like... It sounds so sad. Like, when you had your YouTube channel, I was on it so much.
You were basically... The lifeblood of the... Because I didn't need to make content, right?
You were
the fucking content.
That's how... And I was like, I love Becca.
And it's like, that's fine. Like, it's like, when, like, I had so many creeps, like, add me on, like, follow me on Instagram. And I'm like... Like, my Instagram's public. Like, I've got fucking two pictures on there. Both of them are tattoos. Nothing interesting. Because I removed everything. And it's like, that is through sheer anxiety.
Yeah.
But it's so it's so fucking weird.
I shouldn't have to be on my friend's YouTube video.
But like,
and then
can you remember 2018?
Yeah.
And this is so fucking weird and specific. But can you remember 2018? We like publicly on the download video, right? Which again, in terms of like the content I'd make, would be the big video of the year, right? I had to publicly come out and say, we are not together.
No.
We have not slept together. We've not ever been together.
And that's the thing.
Do you know,
like,
and it's like, yeah, it's fucking... I see you more as a sister, but I can't say that because of reasons. I don't know, that sounds really dodgy. It's not
I
meant
see,
to.
I see. Like, yeah. Like
I've seen you naked Matt's, more times like, than I care to
Matt's
think about.
Seen me shave honest. My faff.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, there's no way of easy way of saying that.
Sorry, Rebecca was taking a drink then, and she's dead.
There we go. I've swallowed it.
The man's what, like, you know, like I see you as like a big brother, right? And it's like if I've got an issue,
stop
or
it. Make it
like,
weird.
I, like not to make it weird. Like we've been friends. The reason me and Matt met, like the fucking real Baxter, if we're gonna get like,
yeah,
I was what 17.
Yeah, I mean, I was only what? How old was? How many differences between us?
3 years.
3 years. Yes, yeah, so I was 21. Yeah.
That's still...
Oh, is that 21?
20.
I was a lot younger. No, I must have been 18. No, I was 18. I was 18.
Well, thanks for clearing me of any kind of misdemeanor there. Thank you very much. Cheers.
I was 18 because I was able to drink because I was still with Ben. And we met at Mosh Against Cancer.
Yeah. And which essentially is a charity event.
Fundraiser in Norwich. Fundraiser for Norwich, used to be in Norwich. And it was at the Waterfront. It was a Waterfront studio.
Because Helen Anderson's band played it.
Yes, and... Yeah. The only reason
Rebecca loves Heather Anderson as well. She
I
do.
I booked it. I saw her at Download 2019. She was coming away from the poll. It was there. I was on my way.
The only reason we actually met was through Dan.
Yeah,
and the fact I got the girls out for the lads because I just got my nipples pierced and every one of them fucking.
Oh,
lads.
But you know what?
So
you
Matt,
know, you,
Dan,
you know what?
Three of you were like, "I've never seen a nipple."
Oh, shut up! Right, I'm not gonna oust you, right? Because yeah. I'm not about that. But you were like,
"Out me, I don't care."
No, no, no. But it was a case of like, lads, I've got my nipple piercing, right? And there's two very, very, very pesty men, and there's me, right?
Matt's not pesty.
No, I'm not pesty. But it was the fact of, well, I've never seen a nipple piercing. And it's like, shut the fuck up, you can't. Yes,
guess what, girl? Got her baps out for the lads.
Get your baps. I mean,
in front of my boyfriend at the time.
You know what?
Fucking Ben's a real one for letting me do that, though.
He's a fucking cunt as well. Fuck him. But we're not going
to. I'll
that.
Never forget the time I had to tell you I slept with him. I was like, putting my fucking.
Nah, right. Let's not go down that road. But what I will say is the fact that he cheated on you, right? Let's make no fucking bones about that. He cheated on you in his bed, your bed, someone else's bed. I can't remember.
He was shagging his ex missus. And yeah.
Yeah, right. Fuck that guy. You went through heartbreak and turmoil. That's the one. Thank you very much. Fucking
the sober one here.
So glad Rebecca's sober enough to translate.
Yeah, right. You went through fucking shit with him, and then you went and slept with him. And I don't blame you for sleeping with him. Whatever, that's fine. But what I blame you for is what at the time was angry at you for was like, why have you given him an option back into your life? That was what annoyed me because it was like all that hard work of me trying to like make you better and be like, no, you don't like, and you're like, oh no, I got drunk and slept with him. I'm like,
I went to the Triangle Christmas Day and got pissed.
Triangle is a pub in Lowestoft.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as fucking Seabreeze.
That's a whole different podcast. We're going to leave podcast episode 2 there. Because
I don't need a fag yet.
Well, yeah, it's fine, but we're at 1 hour and 6 minutes, so then I'm going to stop it here, and then I'm going to do
part 3. So we've only got another hour left.
You can do how many fucking hours you want, mate.
I can babble for hours.
Brilliant. Beth come back pissed. For part 3 of the Nevermind Poly Podcast Drunk Past. Drunk Past?
Drunk
Cast. See you soon.